This is a happy time. This is the graduation for Bill. And we're here to wish him happiness and joy as he makes his trip into the great unknown, into that great experience of love and peace and harmony on another dimension that we don't know too much about. And this is just a paragraph here that will sort of gather our thoughts together as we see Bill off into his next experience. And let's just know that it's going to be another 100 years for each one of us before we make that same journey. We are here for a joyful occasion. Bill has graduated to a higher expression of life. How magnificent that in this span of his life, he was able to complete, through his growth on this plane, all that he had to do. In that love, that joy, that harmony, we see Bill rising into that greater omnipresence, that greater experience of life. We'd like to know more about it. We'd like to understand more about it. And we do understand it when we listen to our own heart. We revel with him and joy with him in this great achievement that he has made, that he is moving on into this next dimension. And he's gone long since we started thinking about it today. And it's a wonderful thing. So we bless Bill, and we see him as he makes this monumental journey into the unknown in a very beautiful way. So each one of us today can say with ourselves, Bill, have a wonderful journey, have a wonderful trip, and live in the beautiful wholesomeness of the purity of mind, spirit, and body that you are always and eternally were. And we've seen these pictures of Bill, and we've seen how fantastic his life has been. And I think that one of the most joyful things that I heard was what his wife, Marie, your mom, your beloved, said about him yesterday. She said, what? Bill and I had a limited life? No way. We had the most exciting marriage that anyone could ever have. We had our ups and downs. The ups and downs are important for life. But we had ups that are fantastic. And our ups were always joyous and wonderful and fantastic. She said, we've done more things in our life than a lot of people would do in their whole lifetime. And we did them almost every year. And especially in the raising of our children. They brought us more joy, more peace, and more harmony in our life than anything could ever do. And this is what Bill lived. This is what this beautiful guy, you know, that none of us understood, but we all loved and cherished and will always cherish because he is very special. Let's know that our lives, too, can be very special. Because Bill did one thing that we sometimes forget. Bill was himself at all times, and he liked himself, and he liked everybody in his world. He never had a mean thought or heart toward anything or anybody. And let's follow his pattern. That's a good idea, wouldn't you say? Love yourself and have fun and enjoy this life, because that's why we're here. So, Bill, you go with our love and you go with our joy. And it's been a pleasure and a privilege and an honor to be associated with you as your brother-in-law and as your family here. So, adios. We love you. Bye.